Welcome back here on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94. Ryan Isbell joining us, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Track and Field teams. Coach, getting set for the Beloit Relays, the 83rd running coming up here today, and you kind of look at your team and how you stack up. This is always one of the best meets in the state throughout a season, and when you look at this year's quality of competition, you know, I was kind of looking at it earlier, and it's like there's not a lot of state championship returners from last year, but it does look like, kind of looking at some of these marks, where you've got a lot of younger kids that are coming in that have had very good marks this season, and a lot of state placers from last year that are be competing here today.
Yeah, you know, that's right, Dusty. We try to go through that. It just kind of adds to the meet environment when you can provide some of that information to the spectators. And I think there's maybe four returning state champions, and like you said, there were a lot of state champions on these teams a year ago, but due to graduation, you know, those numbers are lower this year. I think 23 or 24 returning state placers, so still a lot of great quality competition. And like you said, you never know from year to year kind of how young kids are going to develop and what they're going to put out there as far as times and distances. And kind of across the board, you're seeing a lot of that with some of the younger kids, whether it's freshmen, sophomores, that have just really kind of stepped up into some places. And as far as the meet goes, you know, we're running same number of teams as what we did last year. So it was 33 teams, but there was a little small shift. TMP dropped down to the 1A, 2A division. That was the only change. So that puts 22 teams in the 1A, 2A division and 11 teams in the 3A, 4A division. And the entries are up. You know, we kind of saw a little trend the last couple years of entries kind of declining a little bit due to, you know, whatever reasons people want to put out there. But this year, we're at about 710 athletes that'll be here, and about 1,350 entries. So different events that those kids will be competing in, and that's up almost 200 from what we had a year ago as far as entries. So you're going to see a lot of heat. You know, we get to these prelims. It's something we haven't seen for a while, but you're going to have five heats of the 100 probably in each division. So you might be sitting here for, you know, 15 to 20 heats of just 100 prelims, but that's great. You know, it's a great competition. It's great to bring all of these schools in and to get to see some of the kids from programs that you don't typically get to see at whatever classification it is. You know, for us, competing in the 3A, 4A, the vast majority of the meets we go to tend to have kind of that level, but not all. We see a handful of these 1A, 2A schools that come. Beautiful thing about track and field is it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a 1A school, if you're a 6A school. A mark's a mark, and that stands up against anybody and everybody. And so it's great to see that competition all here at the same time. And like you said, it's kind of been kind of a standard meet. I know a lot of programs are talking to other coaches. They kind of always circle this one as far as having your athletes kind of geared up and ready to go to see what you can do with this meet against the competition. Because that'll kind of guide them down the road towards a regional or a state and what they might put them in and how well they might do. So really, really looking forward to having everybody and seeing all the competition for the meet this year.
As far as the Beloit Trojans, how do you think you guys stack up? Your girls have had a really good season so far.
Yeah, you know, the girls have really stepped up kind of across the board, whether it's been on the track or in a variety of field events. And it's a little bit of what we started off talking about. It's some of the talent that came back, and then it's some of the talent that's come in and even matured from, say, sophomore to junior year. Mm-hmm. We've just seen a lot of growth with a lot of the kids. You know, the girls, like you said, have had a really successful year so far, and we hope to see that continue and battling a few things here and there, as everybody does as the year goes, whether it's some injuries or sickness. And you know, the goal is end of May, so getting everybody back and healthy and putting a run in at that time. But as far as, you know, we always project things out, and our girls should be kind of right in the hunt, you know, if everything goes like it should. Chapman's got a really good girl squad also. Mm-hmm. Phillipsburg, we've seen a couple times that they've got some really, really quality. And all the teams do. You know, it's just kind of spread out a little bit more as you work your way down. And on the guys' side, we've just been really, really strong in the field, especially the throwing events, the shot put and the discus, and have some really good marks from some kids in those events and multiple kids in those events. So it's kind of, you know, the coaches and us talk about it all the time, and it's a good thing and a bad thing. You know, you get to a really big meet, and you're going to still score the same number of points as you do in a really small meet, because those points are going to be there for you pretty much week in and week out. Kind of middle of the road, you know, we'd like to see top five finish for our guys, and you know, if our throws do what they're capable of, and then we chip away at some points here and there in some other locations, we think we can do that. As far as team on the boys' side, Southeast of Saline, you know, they've had really, really good athletes there for a few years. And I know that we said they graduated a lot, and they did, but they also filled in a lot of those spots with not quite the same talent, but it's pretty good. But they're definitely at the top of the team list there. And then as far as the lower division goes, that's just like – kind of mentioned, you know, that's the exciting part. Get to see some of that and see how that shakes out even on their team aspect of it.
Ryan Isbell, the coach of the Beloit Trojans here on the Sports Ticket. Coach, we thank you for the time and best luck today, and hope everything goes well for the meet.
Yep, appreciate it, Dusty. Thank you.